like this little story. In 1965, the Rolling Stones, they're a very popular rock group. You've heard of them. Mick Jagger's and company. They wrote a song entitled "Let's Spend the Night Together." And no radio stations would play it because of the title. So they had to change the title to "Let's Spend Some Time Together." And it became a hit. But the morals. In 1980, the U.S. was $100 billion in the black. 1980. Booming. Today, we're $100 trillion in debt to foreign nations. Not a good change, but change, huh? It's change nonetheless. You and I must have the ability to adapt to unexpected change. Adopt. I like, if I may say it this way, to make my boasting, Lord, that I know down through the years in all the travels that I've had, God has given me a grace to adapt to certain things, you know, not to be freaked out when you could be freaked out of what you're eating. I remember we were with the Messiah, and we watched them. I filmed them killing the goat and opening it up and everything. I stopped filming when all the blood started coming out. After we did the service, the goat was ready. Yeah, we went over there. And they pull a big old bowl in front of you. And they want you to eat. Otherwise, you're in trouble. You know, just the spirit of the tradition in that you eat with them. And so I had a brother with me that wouldn't eat. Yeah, I'm not hungry. I'm fasting today. It was all kind of, hey, while we were eating, he had his Bible out, you know. I said, well, somebody got to eat. And it, you know, it wasn't seasoned or anything like that. It wasn't. Sometimes you get meals that are really, I mean, surprisingly, it wasn't. All I could think of was we watched the thing get killed. But wound up eating, you know, hey, all right. More, they stand around to you, more, no, they dump some more, let's eat another bite. But the ability to adapt, you'd be surprised, put into circumstances or situations, how you can adapt, even though you don't want to adapt. Some people won't even try anything new to eat. Eat the same thing, cook the same way, every day. I ain't mad at nobody. I mean, that's you. But there's some other foods out there you might like. Something else you might like to eat. All right, we have to have that ability to adapt to unexpected events. Change is a sign of a vibrant life. When a person is able to change and adapt and adopt rather than being stiff and unchanging, and always structured to the T. Our mindsets must be able to change. That's the key thing. The way your brain operates. Because you don't have all the answers. There are some better answers. As a matter of fact, let me throw this out at you again. I did this in the first service, but the physics that we know. See, our physics is limited, like gravity. We know this is going to fall every time I do that. This ain't never going up. Now, a musician can make it look like it goes up. But there are laws of physics that supersede the laws of physics we know. Amen. There are. And those are the laws. See, the devil knew secrets of creation. He has no power of his own. He's not a creator. He has no knowledge of his own. But he does stuff many times, like Jesus did, on a higher level and plane of physics, quantum. Jesus could speak to stuff, and it happened. We wonder how he understood the physics. He understood the laws of creation. And the devil's taken the limited knowledge that he had, and he's twisted it up to make people think that he's somebody, and intimidate people with lies and signs and lying wonders. But he ain't doing nothing that we don't have access to if we pursue God and adapt that dimension or realm of change. Jesus said, what I do, you'll do also. And greater works. Do you believe that? How many really believe that? It doesn't matter how old you are, what your background is. It's a matter of whether you are able to adapt. And this is what this is all about, preparing you for that quantum level. We're going to stay in that on that subject, the quantum faith. The first thing that God created before he created matter and mass was the quantum, the atoms that we don't see, what exists that we don't see. And when he spoke into it, light be, all that was in that realm, all the ingredients for light was there. And when God called it with the vibration, it came into matter. He said, I've given you that ability if you'll believe. Sometimes what we need to change if things are not successful, sometimes think about changing your image or the image of your business. Amen. That's one thing you can think about changing your image. You know, first impressions are just that. The first impression is the biggest hit. Somebody come up on your business and it's supposed to be open at 10. And they say, well, they may be just running a little late. They wait till 10:30 and you ain't there yet. Huh? You change that image. You need to be there on time. Amen. Clean up the front of your business. Amen. Spruce it up. Change some things. Amen. Change the colors sometimes. They don't need to be black and gray and navy blue and dark green. Change. You get my point, right? Sometimes the atmosphere can be changed. Change the atmosphere. The atmosphere is a lot of times comprised of your inner thoughts, the attitude you bring. You want joy in your home? Stop fussing all the time. Amen. And that don't cause you nothing. Just stop all the fussing. Amen. Just tell somebody, stop arguing. Sometimes, you know, you need to work on your energy level. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you got joy, look at somebody. Somebody ain't mad at you. But if you got joy, inform your face. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Work on that energy level. Amen. You can be a person of energy, a person of stamina, a person that's bubbly. You have to change your personality and all that, but I mean, that's who you are, really. But you need to make some changes sometime, and it's how your brain functions and operates. Now, understand this. Everything only works in the right environment. What you have may be, ideal, but if the environment is wrong, it ain't going to work. Look, the law of creation, God put everything around Adam and Eve that was just right so that they can function properly. You need to set the right environment. Before Jesus told them to launch out in the deep for a drought, he taught them. He set an environment. He set an atmosphere. He got the tiredness off of Peter and his other fishermen, James and John, and those guys that had been fishing, Andrew, and got them from being tired because they were going home. They fished all night. They're going home. He said, let me borrow your boat a minute. And then after he taught, he set an environment that got rid of that sleepy demon. Preachers have to do that sometime. Folk done ate. It's not that ate too much. And now the eyes. Mind wandering and stuff. You gotta rest all that stuff. We gotta set the atmosphere so that in the atmosphere things can work. Things can work right, but they need the right environmental atmosphere. And you carry something. You as an individual carry something that can set an atmosphere. We have to do more than just traditionally change. It's more than just tradition, the traditional cosmetic changes. No, we got to go deeper and change. Sometimes we have to even change the very culture of things. I can think about our basketball, our semi-pro basketball team this year. We were very successful. didn't lose a game in a pro-am where there were pro and amateur athletes in it. Some of the pros that played for the Golden State Warriors, the NBA champs, were in that league, and we beat their team. We beat the guys that played, the guy that, I watched him on TV the other night. He did a real good job. He must not have been in real good shape when we played him during the summer. But he did a real good job the other night. If I said his name, you know who I'm talking about, a big guy. He played on the team. We beat that team three times. We didn't lose a game. But what, we had a culture. We had, and I'm making my boast in the Lord because I know the Lord did this because we established a culture. We established an atmosphere. Our guys, we would take them into places to eat after. And one guy in particular, this really blessed me. We were in a McDonald's. They wanted McDonald's. We were in McDonald's on the west coast there, or somewhere near Lake Wells or somewhere. And we're stopping on the way back over here because we played all our games in Tampa. We're back, coming back, and the guy, we go in there, all the guys on the team go in there, and they're talking, and they're laughing, and they're, you know, getting their meals and that, and then a guy that's in there, when we get in there, he's standing, he comes out when we're going out, and I'm going over to the van, and he says, hey, let me ask you, who are these guys? I said, we're a semi-pro basketball team out of Fort Pierce. He said, oh, okay. He said, let me tell you something. He said, every time I'm in a place like this, and I see young people like this come in, all you hear is cussing, the F word, four-letter words and all this, all kind of nasty. He said, but I ain't hear no curse word. I mean, this guy took note of this. I hear nobody swearing anything. They were so polite and everything. I said, wow, okay. I said, I appreciate you telling me that, and I'm going to sure tell them that. And I got to thinking, God changed the culture. Even though the guys weren't all saved, they bought into a culture. And you know what? It brought us success. Guys played together. There weren't any selfish players. There wasn't nobody bickering about playing time. Matter of fact, there were games we didn't call timeouts. I forgot to call timeouts. A referee, a former NBA referee, came to me after one of the games because we made friends with these guys. And he said, hey, Coach, he said, you know you can't take any of your timeouts back to Fort Pierce. I said, huh? He said, I've refereed the last two games you played. You ain't called no timeouts. I said, you know what? You're right. Guys didn't even need timeouts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I mean, it was that much of a God thing because they bought into a culture.
Thank you for joining us as we start a new series entitled Quantum Faith.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.